So Patrick, you're putting a book together.
I'll tell you too as well, when I was during the war years, candles, paraffin oil, everything was very scarce.
Oh yeah, of course.
So a lot of stuff came in from the sea around Dewey and Trinaros.
Washed ashore
from boats that were torpedoed out in the Atlantic, you know. And my father bought turpentine, and he bought a huge bale of wax.
That came in. Washed in, yeah.
Washed in. And I started making candles out of the wax.
And did you have a wee mould or something?
Well, what I did was I cut an old bicycle frame and made, I say, 12 inches of the frame. And first of all, you'd melt the wax in a can on the fire. And then you had the moulds, which was made of a bicycle frame, and you put a potato in the bottom of it, and a bit of wick up
wick,
the centre.
Yeah, yeah.
And you filled the pipe with the wax, and then put a potato on the top and pulled up the bit of wick. And
so you had a candle ready made.
And then you let it harden then, and to get it out, then you had to pour hot water on it to get it out again. And it slid out just nice and easy, you know. But the candles were sold for a penny each, you know.
And they were flying in demand.
I couldn't come up demand, you know. But my mother wasn't too happy with me with boiling the wax, you see, on the fire, because it destroyed the range.
You couldn't keep everyone happy.
A huge, big range, you know. It was about 6 foot wide. My father bought it some auction at an old house, you know, and it was a beautiful range.
But she was unhappy with the wax.
She wasn't very happy, you know, so